Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
We had a downtown double whammy yesterday in Cleveland. We had a mess at the stadium. Huntington Bank Field was not a pleasant place to be, and the Cavaliers throwing one away against the Boston Celtics, or at least not coming back to win it. Well, we'll talk about that a bit today, but the Browns obviously dominating conversation. Welcome, everybody. I'm Jeff Phelps. My partner's Andy Baskin.
It was a pleasant place to be because there were 40% Niners fans there yesterday that absolutely loved everything they were watching, and otherwise it was a bunch of empty orange seats yesterday, and I cannot imagine what this week's game is going to look like at home. You might be able to buy your own section. I get it. The weather was bad.
The Tennessee Titans aren't a draw?
I don't think so, Jeff. I'm going
Jim
out
Ray
on
DK,
a limb.
Jim Ray DK, tough wide receiver, man. I like him.
Going out on a limb and saying this is not going to be a jam-packed stadium. It'll be easy to get tickets this week if you're
looking. You think so?
The Browns fans that were there yesterday were great. I mean, they really were. And they were rooting on their team as much as they possibly could. It was just a bad game, bad special teams, bad defensive stand at the end of the first half, a lot of bad things. And the worst part about it was going home at night and watching TV and seeing that the Bengals with 4 wins are in the hunt, meaning that all you had to do was show up for one of these games with special teams throughout the season and you'd still at least, I mean, I'm not talking about being in the playoffs, but I do think our defense, with the exception of that one drive yesterday, is worthy of being in the playoffs. And it's really frustrating week after week after week when one phase of the game costs them the game all the time with stupid plays, and special teams yesterday hit the height of stupidity.
Because of special team errors and what I think was a bad decision, the 3 touchdown drives for the San Francisco 49ers, 3 touchdown drives, 6 plays, 16 yards.
I didn't think of it in that perspective.
9 plays, 32 yards. 6 plays, 18 yards. The 3 scoring drives for the 49ers, touchdown drives, 16, 32, and 18 yards. Good night, everybody.
Amen. You're
not going to win games, Andy, when you give them fields that are that short.
Nope, not at all.
And 16, 32, and 18 yards. Touchdown drives.
No, I love Harold Fannin, but why is he the guy run? Why is he the guy running the sneak?
Can I throw this at you?
Yeah,
they used to do it with Harrison Bryant. When it worked, everybody loved it.
But you've had proven success with other players on this.
Not in that situation.
Were we catching them off guard? And by the way, you got offensive linemen. Would we have 2 offensive linemen on that play that aren't normally a part of that? You're trying to run a play on a short week where you barely had practice last week either. I'll tell you the other thing is I didn't think they were prepared yesterday. They didn't seem prepared to play yesterday, and why not? I mean, they earned that day off on Monday, right? 3 wins. And then what do you do? It's Thanksgiving week. How much are you actually practicing last week? They were not prepared yesterday to win. They were not prepared for an NFL football game yesterday.
I don't have a problem with the Fannin with Fannin the play call, I have a problem with going for it there. You were down by 2 points, and you went for it on your own 33. You were down two. That was it. Two-point game. You're right. You're right in it. Punt. Your defense had been good. Punt the ball away and play field position.
If you can't get one yard,
I don't get it. Yeah, but you're on your own 32. They're 33-yard
line.
They're
a three-win team. They have nothing to lose. Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Yes, you did. You know what you had to lose?
Well, they're
yesterday's
out of the hunt.
Football game.
Yeah, they're out of the hunt.
Yeah. You trust your defense, the only thing that's trustworthy on this football team, and you let them try and stop them. That's what you do. I for the life of me, do not understand that. If you were down by 25 points, it was a two-point game, and you went for it on your own 33. At the very least, you were handing them 3 points if you don't get it. The Fannin play call, if you're going to put a guy under center, you can put a tight end under center. They've done that before, and it's worked. I would have, first of all, I just wouldn't have gone for it. Quinshon out of the Wildcat for a yard, maybe.
I'll buy that.
Shadur on a quarterback sneak. Okay?
Buy that.
Right. But Fannin is bigger, stronger. I understand it.
How about Myles Garrett on the 1 yard? Just hand him the ball. Let him go for it.
He just fumbled it. Fannin just fumbled the ball. So that's the way that worked. We've said this repeatedly.
And by the way, because it was fourth down, can I ask you this? They showed a replay. I thought he recovered the ball. For whatever it's worth, they still had to give the ball up. It was fourth down.
Regardless.
Yeah.
Regardless, it was Niner football.
It was Niner football. I get it. Yeah. They kept saying it was recovered by, and I was like, was it really? But why would you even take a look at it? There was a waste of time to
16, take a look. 16, 32, 18-yard touchdown drive. I do not understand going for it on fourth down. But that was just one play. The special teams mistakes were bad. I have a really hard time blaming a special teams coach for a guy not handling a punt. That said, there's just been such an accumulation of special team mistakes that's a problem. Big picture here, Andy, to me is this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
And we've said this all year long. Unless the marching orders for this year were made very clear, and the idea that we stuck you with a quarterback situation that just didn't work out, big swing and a miss, and because of that, we're going to go ahead and bite the bullet this year, and you guys are all good. I would be stunned if there aren't changes, big changes, at the end of the year. Because teams don't survive back-to-back 3-14 and let's say 5-12. Let's say they win two more games. That's 5-12. How many regimes survive 3-14 and 5-12?
They don't.
That's
they
right.
Don't. Most wouldn't have survived last year, Jeff.
That's right. Unless marching orders were very specific.
I don't know. I'm trying to get a gauge for, sitting in that press conference yesterday, just wondering if Kevin what's going through Kevin's mind on this stuff. I don't know what it, I mean. It's a weird spot to be in. It's a job. I get it. It's like, it's almost like you're just like, at the end of the season, you just kind of feel like, well, let's have your meeting after the Cincinnati last, right? After the Cincinnati game.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's have your meeting. Well, you know, I got to let you go. Okay, see you later. I'll take the buyout. See you later.
I
think he's going to be good somewhere else. I'm not feeling it now. Unless, you're right, Jeff, unless they said, hey, we know that we didn't rebuild the offense the way we wanted to rebuild it. You know, we rolled the dice.
You left him with two rookie quarterbacks, neither one of whom was anybody's darling in the draft.
And then you ditch the veteran quarterbacks.
I do not think the coaching staff on the special teams and offensive side of the ball have done a very good job this year.
Cost them games, Jeff.
What I do think, though, is this. I'm not going to say that the coaching has been horrendous and that they're the reason that things are bad. I'll put it this way. I think the defense has been good. This isn't about
second best in the NFL going into yesterday's
right,
game.
This isn't about the defense. The coaching on the offensive side of the ball has not been good enough to overcome a terrible offensive roster. It hasn't been good enough to overcome that. Quinshon Judkins. Nice. That's worked.
Yes.
Harold Fannin looks like a guy who's coming along. I like Harold.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care for any of the wide receivers. I like Cedric Tillman's potential, but they've not done anything there. And the offensive line has had real issues this year because of age, injury, and overall ineffectiveness. Now, that said, Browns put together a 90-yard touchdown drive yesterday. 10 plays. First 9 plays were runs.
Well, they didn't give Shadur. I mean, the play calling in the second half did not lean towards whoever the quarterback was passing the ball a lot. They ran the ball a lot in the second half.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I mean, if you're going to take the ball out of the hands of the quarterback to try to make a play, I get it. It was a little windy yesterday, but there's no excuse. It was windy for both teams.
Shadur was okay yesterday.
The touchdown pass he did throw yesterday, I thought was really nice.
Yeah, it was a really nice play.
I still don't. You know what? I'm at the point now where I don't even know if you're getting a full. If you're getting a full look at your starting quarterback, it's Shadur Sanders. At least he came out yesterday and said he's our starter again next week. And we're like, okay, duh, no brainer.
He didn't say he's the starter for the rest of the year.
No, he just said for next week.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which, okay. I think he looks more intriguing to me than Dylan Gabriel, but not by much. And right now, if you had to say, should they go get a new quarterback next year? Absolutely, they should. I don't think next year's quarterback is on this team right now. I hope that changes in the next 5 games. I hope we see some things that make me think differently and probably make most of us think differently about that. But right now, the offense just needs major work.
Yeah, I'd say, I mean, you're probably looking at 1, 2, maybe 3, 4 guys coming. Look at the starters, Jeff, and tell me, how much of that offense is going to change between now and next year? I think you're going to see a lot of new names out
Quinshon
there.
Quinshon Judkins.
Fannin. Ninjoku.
If he's here. If David's back.
Yeah.
See, that's the point.
If he's here, like, who do you even want back?
Can't you sit here and think 2 guys and Dylan Sampson? I would want to keep Dylan too. He got dinged up yesterday a little bit. Those are 3. Other than that, I think anybody's fair game. And I say that about Joel Bitonio only because I'm guessing that Joel will retire.
Yeah, I'm guessing. Why would you want to come back for this?
I don't know.
I don't know why Joel would want to come back.
Jack Conklin just keeps getting hurt.
Concussion yesterday.
I feel terrible for that guy, but he keeps getting hurt. So you can't bank on that. You rotated Wyatt Teller and Tevin Jenkins at right guard yesterday.
What was that about?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they want to get a look at Tevin Jenkins. I mean, you're getting a look at the quarterbacks.
I know. But
might as well get a look at a guy on the line. Jenkins was a second-round pick of the Bears and 6'6", like 320, 310. And maybe he can play guard. Played some tackle for the Bears, but he also played some guard for the Bears, and maybe they think he's a starting guard here next year. You're not going to be able to replace everybody. I wouldn't think you're going to have 5 new starters on the offensive line. And I don't know that you want to, but.
Is Ethan definitely gone? Are you getting rid of Posick?
I don't know.
I don't think so. Why would you?
Why would you? Because the offensive line hasn't done the job that everybody thinks it should.
He's been okay at center.
If you take a look at each guy individually, Andy, it's like Jack Conklin at right tackle. Absolutely. Except he gets injured.
Yeah.
Wyatt Teller at right guard. I like Wyatt Teller. Well, then why are they rotating him with Tevin Jenkins?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense.
Ethan Posick at center. Okay. Joel Bitonio, left guard. Sure. If he wants to play again, sure. Yeah. Why not? Offensive linemen play into their late 30s. And then who's playing left tackle? DeJuan? You look at him individually, you think, yeah, sure. Why not? Look at him as a group and you think, not quite doing the job. Except, you marched the ball right downfield when you were run blocking, didn't you? Once anyway. 216-474-0092. Folks, 3-14 last year. If they win two of the final five, that's 5-12 this year. Coaching staffs, front offices don't usually survive such things. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on the Baskin and
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.